From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Armed British police searched a home Saturday in the London suburb of Sunbury. Authorities said an 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover, a major ferry port for travel between Britain and France. A police statement called the arrest significant. London Police Commissioner Cassandra Dick told reporters Saturday that the threat level had been altered.
We have a very considerable threat. My colleagues in the intelligence agencies would say that this is a shift in threat. It's not a spike.
Earlier Saturday, London Transport Authority said they have reopened the Parsons Green station with a bomb on a train partially detonated. Starting Monday, world leaders will gather for their annual UN meetings in New York, where President Donald Trump will make his debut on the UN stage, and the North Korean nuclear issue is poised to be the top global agenda. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley spoke about the additional economic sanctions on Pyongyang last Monday. It's the second round of sanctions in just 5 weeks, and in response to the September 3rd underground nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb.
What was really important with North Korea was that we try and push through as many diplomatic options as we have.
Urgency aside, expectations are low for a major diplomatic advance regarding North Korea, in part because Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be attending the gathering. More than 700 mayors from Catalonia met in Barcelona in a show of strength amid pressure from Spain's central government not to hold an independence referendum. Political tensions in Spain are increasing as the proposed voting date of October 1st nears. The Catalan government has been scrambling to push forward with the vote despite the central government's warnings. This is VOA News.